Well, today is the first day in Advent, season that really helps us to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ in spirit by celebrating Christmas in his flesh, by his second coming at the end of time. This is really a beautiful and blessing season because this liturgical time really helps us to be detached from the sinful world, from everything that put us apart from God. This is the time of recollection, to think that we have to change maybe something. And the liturgy reminds us, actually, that time is very important in our life. We have time. We have the opportunity to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Remember that redemption was work by Jesus Christ already. He died for us in order to forgive our sins. This is a tremendous act of charity of the Word incarnate. God really, really loves us. But nevertheless, our redemption is not completed yet. Why? Because it needs our cooperation to the work of our redemption. That's why St. Paul the Apostle says in today's epistle, "Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe." Since a person believes and repents from his sins, obviously salvation is closer. So since we started to believe, since we converted to God, since we repent from our sins, obviously God is ready to save us. This is our cooperation to the work of our redemption. That's why redemption is not completed yet. God now is waiting for us. That's why we have to, you know, wake up from our laziness. Because sometimes negligence, or we forget sometimes eternity. But eternity is depending on our time, my time, day by day. So this day actually is a tremendous blessing from God because we didn't die yesterday. You know, I want to share you, I have a dream. Three days ago, a dream. And I was in a van, white, even the was a white van, up in the mountain, and another person was driving the van. It was in the mountain, and the other side, cliff. So the van suddenly, you know, gets out from the road into the cliff, and I was there. And I say, "This is it." And I say, "Jesus, Mary." Very vivid dream. And I said from my heart, with really a great faith, "Jesus, Mary." Leaving, you know, my life to the hand of Jesus and Mary. So I wake up. I said, "Wow, thanks God, was a dream." Because sometimes we are not ready yet for eternity. So that's why the season of Advent reminds us to wake up, to use our time in the right way, in order to be away from the sinful world. You do not belong to the sinful world. You belong to God. Jesus already worked our redemption. What is lacking is our cooperation to this work of redemption. To work my personal salvation. How? By being united with Christ. By preparing myself for this tremendous event, my own eternity, my own eternity. Have you ever asked you, what is eternity? What it means to pass through death? I asked many times to myself, and obviously still a mystery. But Jesus Christ is our hope. He is the resurrection and the life, and he proved it. He proved it to be the incarnation of God. He proved that he is the one that will raise up from the sepulchre in order our body also be united with our soul to glorify God in the kingdom of heaven. For how long? For all eternity. That's why season Advent is very important. It's not a season to despair or to be sad. It's a season of hope and joy because Jesus is coming. God is coming. Even though in today's gospel, you know, Jesus Christ reminds us the great tribulation. The great tribulation at the end of time. But he says, but when these things began to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, because your redemption is at hand. Your redemption. So it's a time not to fear, but to be ready, to prepare ourselves. Actually, you know, whoever is waiting for the Lord, well, he will not be confounded, because God will help him. Obviously, this prophecy has two parts. The first part that was really accomplished, and assured the second part. So this prophecy at the end of time really, really will happen. And how can I prove it? Because the first part of the prophecy happened when Jerusalem was totally destroyed. When the temple of Jerusalem was totally destroyed, not leaving stone upon stone, because the Roman soldier, you know, destroyed everything led by Titus. So that's why we had to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Not with fear, but with confidence. Confidence. This is very important for this season. This season is giving us hope and confidence in God. God will help us. Obviously, we cannot flee to the mountain as the, you know, the first Christian. They you know, flee to the mountain. But our mountain is Jesus Christ. Flee to him. Be with him. And he will sustain you. That's why it's very important to profit this season of Lent in order to be ready. You are very, very important for God. How much? Well, he, you know, gave his life up for each of us. That's why you are very important. God knows everything that is happening in you, your thought, your heart, your, you know, anything, your affliction. He knows already. That's why it's very important to trust in him and to prepare ourselves. This world is not the kingdom of heaven. Creature, they are not God. My God came already to this world and spoke to me through this gospel. And I know my good shepherd, and the good shepherd knows me, because this is the knowledge that God is giving to us through faith. That's why St. Paul, the apostle, says, you know, to put on the light, the armor of light. This is our faith, to believe in Jesus Christ, to believe in his protection. So everything that was prophesied, obviously, will happen. But it's not to fear, but to be ready and to trust in God. Everybody that really believes in Jesus Christ and persevere in him, he will live and forever and ever. And besides, you know, talking about death, we know that death is not anymore a malediction, But death doesn't take life away, but changes it in a supernatural life. Even our body, you not gonna lose your body when you die, because your body will be raised up at the end of time. If everything happened in Jesus Christ that was prophesied before, and everything happened when Jesus prophesied himself about Jerusalem and about his church, well, the end of time will happen too, because his word is the truth. That's why the Catholic Church in this season of Advent proposes to consider the word of God between you and me, the word of God, revealed in the sacred scripture. It's actually, you know, today's liturgy is a time of consolation and hope. It's a time to prepare ourselves, to consider that we can be in the cliff. But remember, if you trust in Jesus, if you trust in Mary, obviously you are saved. You are saved, yes. That's why, please, you know, make a very good Advent, or have a very good Advent, because depends of your Advent, the Christmas, the celebration of Christmas in your life. Christmas is Jesus Christ, you know, in your heart, in your soul. So let Jesus be born again in our heart, and let us love him, because he is our Savior, he is our King and Redeemer. Let's cooperate to work of our redemption by being good, by keeping the commandment, by keeping sanctifying grace. You know, by experience, you know, we know that we are in peace and we are in joy when we have nothing, you know, against God. On the contrary, we are with God. That's why it's very important, Christmas. So let's prepare ourselves in order to have a Merry Christmas in our soul and Merry Christmas for our family. So let's work our sanctification by living our faith. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.